I have been adamant about expressing my desire for individuals to understand that success is relative. The issue that I have with the world's definition of success or society's definition of success is that it focuses on like wealth, it focuses on achievements, it focuses on status, it focuses on all these tangible things that aren't relevant to the masses. You know, if you measure a fish by its ability to fly and measure a bird by its ability to swim, then those animals are not going to be deemed successful, right? Because they're not being placed in the right environment for them to succeed. If a lot more people could have this view of success, right, and be content in like what they're able to achieve and or what they have achieved, right, and be satisfied with that, I think we'll all be in a much better place from a mental standpoint, right? We wouldn't pressure ourselves in like different areas of our life. All right, what's good, everyone? Welcome to the new episode of the Miles High Podcast. This is Miles Jr., your host. As always, the goal and vision of this podcast is to entertain, educate, and elevate you miles high above your fears, your doubts, and any limitations that you may think exist, always knowing that those limitations only exist in your mind. All right? So today I wanted to have a conversation about something that is near and dear to my heart. I want to talk about success. You know, I've over these recent years, I'd say maybe over the last, 10 to 15 years, I have been adamant about expressing my desire for individuals to understand that success is relative. There's no one definition to success. And I've been, everything that I do, every chance that I get, I try to express this, right? And I try to give just some my experiences, some principles behind it, and just to teach or try to teach individuals the importance of defining success for yourself, right? Defining success on your own terms. Because the world has defined success for us, right? And the reason or the issue that I have with the world's definition of success or society's definition of success is that it focuses on like wealth, it focuses on achievements, it focuses on status, it focuses on all these tangible things that aren't relevant to the masses, right? Individually, you know, if that's what you want to focus on, then you know that's entirely up to you. But there's not a global definition for what success is or what success should look like. And I think the limitations that come with this societal view of success deals with a materialistic focus, right? And it takes away or overshadows personal growth. It overshadows being able to build relationships because you're just focused on attaining or being able to gain these materialistic things, right? Whether it be the wealth that you're able to attain, you know, the things that come along with attaining wealth, be it the homes, the cars, the clothes, the jewelry, you know, all of these things that aren't super important, like when it comes to being successful, right? Because once you attain these things, you know, at some point you're going to ask yourself, man, okay, like what is all this for? Like what's the sense in this? And that's why, you know, I don't like what society is painting as being successful. It also limits or it also puts us in the comparison trap, you know, and, you know, social media now has heightened that trap, right? Because we have access to, you know, just about any and everyone on the face of this earth through social media. And we see what they allow us to see on the way that they live, the things that they do on a daily basis, you know, the things that they do to vacation, to take trips, like all of these things puts us in a trap because we start to compare ourselves, right? And we say, man, this person is doing this. I'm not able to do that. I'm unsuccessful. Or I would love to do this and I can't do this now. I'm not going to view myself as successful until I'm able to, you know, accomplish ABC, like whatever those things are. So this comparison trap that happens because of this worldview or this societal view or definition of what success is or should be, it hurts us. It hurts us as individuals. It hurts us as a community. And like you could see the effects of it, right? People are way more depressed than we used to be, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. We're dealing with a lot more social issues now. You know, suicide rates are up. A lot of these social ills that, you know, we may have been experiencing in the past, but it's a lot more heightened now. The percentages are way higher now. And I think it has a lot to do with this comparison trap, right? This social trap that we're in because we're always comparing ourselves with others. And then another limitation is, like, it's not a one-size-fits-all, right? And, you know, I think and this can apply to not only success, but this applies to, like, education. This applies to sports and being seen as successful in all of those areas, right? Because, you know, if you measure a fish by its ability to fly and measure a bird by its ability to swim, then those animals are not going to be deemed successful, right? Because they're not being placed in the right environment for them to succeed. And in the same way, right, if you're measuring me with the same stick that you're measuring, you know, my wife with, and she is better in certain areas when it comes to, like, let's say visual learning or audible learning or, you know, all of these different ways that we're able to gain information and gain an understanding of that information. We can't measure each other on the same level. I think it's different. So just because, you know, my wife may be book smart, right, and I may be able to just figure things or some things out on my own, it doesn't make her smarter than me in its entirety, right? She's just smarter in certain areas of education or in certain areas of life than I am. And I think that applies to success as well, right? Because what makes an NBA player successful doesn't mean that I can't be successful off the court or be successful in the office or in an entrepreneurial space. So this one-size-fits-all definition or overview of what success should be or what success is, I think it's fleeting and it's misleading. And you know, it's on us to understand that and, you know, again, be able to define success for ourselves. You know, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and, you know, it blew my mind to a certain extent because, you know, we really weren't talking about, you know, success or the definition of it. I didn't even express, like, how I felt we should all look at success, right? But we were having this conversation about his daughter and how, well, the conversation started with us, you know, there's this discussion of me and my wife have this discussion a lot. And we say, yo, when we have kids, if, you know, this scenario, I think we saw this on social media or whatever. And, you know, the question came up, well, the question said, you know, if you as a couple, as a married couple, right, as a husband, if your wife is drowning and one of your child is drowning and you have a decision that you only could save one of them, like, who are you going to save? And my wife and I look at each other and we're like, babe, we saving each other, right? Because, like, I guess my rationale is, like, I could make more kids. You know what I mean? I could produce or try to produce more offspring. But I won't be able to create another wife, like this person who I chose to spend the rest of my life with. And, you know, we could have different opinions on it. Like, your decision, if it's different than mine, doesn't make me wrong and you right, or you wrong and I'm right. Okay, it's an opinionated-based question, so I don't want no one come for me in the comments, please. All right, this is a conversation. So he and I were having this conversation and we were talking about just that, right? Because, you know, I had asked him the question and he was like, you know, before he had his daughter, if I had asked him this question, he would have said his wife. But he was like, now, like, bro, I'm saving my daughter. And I was like, no, you saving your daughter? Like, you could make another daughter, bro. And he was like, nah, bro, like, it's different. And, you know, I guess I could understand it to a certain extent because I don't have kids, right? So I don't know that relationship or bond or love that you have for an offspring, right? Something that comes from you, that you created. So, you know, we were having that conversation and, you know, to further explain himself, he was like, man, you know, like, I'm happy with my life and right now. And he was like, you know, when him and his wife, like when he changed the roles, right? When he would say like, you know, I tell my wife all the time, if we're in a situation where it's me or my kid, like, save my kid. Like, don't worry about me. And he was like, because I'm satisfied with the life that I've lived, right? I have accomplished all of the things that I've wanted to accomplish. I've done, you know, things that I never thought I'd be able to do. I have a good job. I have a great family. You know, I've been able to provide for my family and my kids and my extended family. So he was just talking about all of these things that, you know, what I would term he was defining as him being a successful person. And, you know, it didn't involve the amount of money that he had, didn't involve the house that he lived in, the cars that he drove, the influence that he had, the celebrity that he had, because he's a regular guy, man, just successful in the things that he does. And I was just impressed with that outlook, right? And it struck me because, man, I was like, yo, if a lot more people could have this view of success, right, and be content in like what they're able to achieve and or what they have achieved, right, and be satisfied with that, I think we'll all be in a much better place from a mental standpoint, right? We wouldn't pressure ourselves in like different areas of our life, and you know, just his view of it and like and him being able to articulate that to me, because he was like, man, I, you know, he just went down a list of, you know, I've set these goals, I've accomplished these goals, like I've lived a good life, bro. And like me and him are about the same age, right? He's about maybe a year older than me. And again, for him to say like, yo, if I were to die today, like no complaints, no regrets, because I've been able to live a good life. Like that's success. That's what success is supposed to sound like. That's what it should look like. And it should be personal to you, right? Because I mean, I may not feel like that, right? I may feel like there are still some things that I want to accomplish, that I want to achieve, that define success for me, but that doesn't take away from his definition of it and his view of it. And I just thought that was such an intriguing thing to have in a conversation. I didn't even like, you know, talk about it because it kind of threw me in a sense, because we weren't in an environment to even have like that particular type of conversation, but it just, you know, naturally and organically came up. And I was just impressed. I was impressed with that outlook. And you know, that was kind of the genesis of, I guess, this pod, this discussion that I wanted to have, because I think it's important for us to really define success for ourselves, right? And the definition is really understanding or having a comprehension with the man in the mirror, right? When we're talking about how do we define success, we shouldn't look at anything or anyone else except ourselves, right? And it's asking ourselves, am I doing the things, or am I accomplishing the things that I am accomplishing at the level that I should be accomplishing them, right? The example I always like to use is, you know, if I'm in school in a class and, you know, where the class is taking a test and I get the highest grade on the test, right? And that grade is a C+. It's, yes, I got the highest grade in the class, and I'm considered the number one student on that test in the class, but it's a C+, right? It's not like the best grade that we could get. Like if anything, that says something about the class, or that says something about the teacher, or, you know, some other variable that comes into play. But what I have to ask myself is, okay, I got a C+, but would I have been able to get an A+? Would I have been able to get a B+? Like, could I have done better than I did? That's what success is. That's what we should be comparing, or who we should be comparing ourselves to. We compare ourselves to who we are and what we've done, to who we could be or what we could possibly do. That's the man in the mirror effect when it comes to the definition of success. it's an inward thing, right? It should be something that is intrinsic and fundamentally who we are as individuals. And that is going to vary from person to person. So what is, again, what is successful, or what should be term successful for me shouldn't be term successful for you, because it's an, it should be entirely different. And I think that's the focus that we need to have, right? To always be aware of self, be aware of what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're accomplishing, and are you doing it to the best of your ability, or can you do better? Can you do more? All right. Because we must challenge social norms, right? We have to challenge these status quos that have been set. Just because society defines something for us doesn't mean that we need to go along with it. You know, my wife and I were having, and you know, my friends as well, we were having this conversation recently, and we were talking about why is it that, like, certain things that we eat for breakfast, we only see as breakfast food, right? So like eggs, oatmeal, cereal, like all of these things, like usually if like you tell someone like, yo, what you had for dinner last night? Oh, I had eggs and toast. Oh, I had eggs and grits, because that's what we like to eat in the Bahamas. If you tell someone you had eggs and grits for breakfast, I mean for dinner last night, like the first thing they say, oh, are you eating eggs for dinner? Like that's a breakfast meal, right? And it's like, why is it a breakfast meal? Like think about that. Why do we eat eggs for breakfast? Why do we drink cow's milk as often as we do? Why do we do the things that we do with no explanation, just because it's seemed as a norm in society? And it has everything to do with marketing, right? It's what being thrust in our faces, right? These large corporations are just showcasing, hey, this is what we determine should be eaten for breakfast. This is what you should eat for lunch. This is how much you should eat. This is when you should eat it. And it's just all of these things that we've been conditioned from a mental standpoint to grow up and think and believe is true. But I always say, man, we need to challenge these norms. Like if you want to eat a plate of barbecue ribs and rice and coleslaw as your first meal of the day in the morning, do it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it, right? And I'm sure there's going to be some doctor or some health guru in the comments saying, oh, that's not healthy because your body needs to be woken up with a certain type. Okay, that's entirely cool.
Well, but
construction workers eat rice in the morning. I mean, because they need the energy, right? Because they be out in the sun that whole time. Bro, I think like I don't like we're having this discussion now. Someone just said like construction workers here in the Bahamas, like they eat curry chicken for breakfast. They eat rice for breakfast. Like they eat these non-traditional items for breakfast, and it shouldn't be seen as abnormal. Because my view is like if it works for you, it works. Like just because it doesn't work for me or it doesn't work for someone else doesn't mean that it can't or shouldn't work for you. Like I think we need to challenge all of these social norms. And
I mean, I think it's cultural too, because when we travel to South Africa, they have meat.
You know what? You're right, because Africa, they have like meat, beans.
They have full breakfast.
They have this noodle thing that they eat for breakfast, tomatoes. So it is cultural.
And when we went to like Europe, mm-hmm. some places had more than just eggs. And
mm-hmm. And but I think for us, like that was weird, right?
Yeah, it
like,
was weird.
Because we view it as, yeah. Yo, you don't eat beans for breakfast. But like, it's because that's what we've been conditioned to eat. And like when you taste it, like it tastes good. And I probably wouldn't eat beans for breakfast on a consistent basis because I don't like it. Just say that. It doesn't have to do with anything being normal or abnormal. It's just, it's not my preference. But I'm not knocking anyone that does it, is what I'm saying. And I think that we need to start challenging all of these things that we've been taught and conditioned to think over the years. Because the most powerful thing in our world today is marketing. Like we are marketed to think and believe, and we have been marketed to be thinking and believing things from we were young, right? From our parents to our school teachers to our coworkers to our bosses, you know, to everyone that we encounter on a day-to-day basis, like we're all pushing some type of marketing plan or marketing strategy to traditionalize or normalize, you know, certain things in life. So I feel like we should challenge social norms. I think we also need to embrace our individuality, right? Understand that, like, we, like, there's no one with the fingerprint that I have. Like, we all have unique stamps on our body. We were created as original individuals, right? Off the bat, there's no one that has the fingerprint that you have. So in and of itself shows that you are unique, you are scarce, and you are different from everybody else. You're built different, you respond different, you do things differently. So in the same light, like, what pleases you, what makes you happy, what is determined as success for you shouldn't be the same or should be different than anyone else, right? So embrace your individuality, embrace who you are, embrace the differences that you have compared to someone else, because those differences make you who you are, and you should be proud of that, right? And sure, you know, it's going to rub people the wrong way. Like, everyone isn't going to like you because they think you don't look normal, or you don't sound normal, or you don't speak normal, or, like, there's always going to be something off about someone, right? And I think those individual characteristics that we possess, it's our power. That's our power. That's what causes us to stand out from the crowd. And I think we need to embrace that. And then finally, just define success on your terms. Define success for you. Define your own success. And I think as we continue to do that, we'll understand that true success is our authenticity, like us being who we truly are. It has to do with us finding a sense of purpose, like answering the why for our lives. And it's always more about the journey than the end result. It's about going through the process. It's about going through life, being aware of what we're going through, being conscious of it, and enjoying the process of reaching those goals that we've set for ourselves. Okay. So, you know, I encourage you to look at yourself when it comes to defining success. Don't compare it to anyone else. Don't compare it to anything else. Don't compare it to traditional things that someone may have taught you or that you may have learned over the years. You may need to redefine success at this point, right? You may need to redefine a lot of things or relearn a lot of things that you've learned over the years, simply because it's the things that we have been thought to believe are normal or should be normal. But I want us to challenge that, right? And define success for yourself and be an individual and be proud of your individuality compared to anyone else, okay? It brings us to the point of the pod where I leave with you a milestone. And this milestone is a quote from my dad, actually. And I felt that this was a very powerful one, right? And it's simply, success is the completion and fulfillment of the original intent and purpose of God for your life. Success is the completion and fulfillment of the original intent of God for your life. So being successful should be defined as you discovering your purpose and fulfilling your purpose on this earth, point blank, period. Whatever that looks like to you, whatever that is to you, that's what you should define success as. And, you know, don't worry about what others think. Don't worry about what others feel success should be or what success should look like. Continue to define success for yourself, and you will be deemed successful, all right? So that brings us to the end of this episode. I'm always glad and happy when I'm able to speak on this topic in particular, because, like I said, a passion of mine is to ensure that I am sparking the idea and thought of redefining success as individuals, and us not comparing ourselves to anyone else when it comes to what success should look like, but really owning and defining success on our terms. All right, as always, the vision and goal of this podcast is to entertain, educate, and elevate you miles high above your fears, your doubts, and any limitations that you may think exist, always knowing that those limitations only exist in your mind. All right, until next time, you guys stay blessed.